AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, President Biden spoke about Afghanistan.
I met with my commanders this morning, first thing in the morning, got a detailed briefing about yesterday's attacks and the measures they're taking to protect our forces and complete the mission. And we will complete the mission.
The president says it's a dangerous but worthy mission. 13 U.S. service members were killed in a suicide bombing near the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the evacuation has not stopped.
In the past 24 hours, more than 300 American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan, bringing our updated total to approximately 5,100.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there are fears of more attacks.
Without talking to intelligence, we're monitoring these threats very, very specifically. Virtually in real time.
Two officials say 169 Afghans died. Arizona has reached more than 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases, the 13th state to reach that level. A judge in Florida ruled Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority, and school districts can impose mask mandates. At least 10 Florida school boards voted to defy DeSantis and impose mask requirements with no parental opt-out. Ida is a tropical storm now near Cuba, but is expected to rapidly intensify and speed up in the Gulf and possibly reach Louisiana as a Category 3 hurricane Sunday. Robbie Berg is at the National Hurricane Center.
We're really urging people to just listen to their local authorities. They know what's best and whether or not you should stay or go. And please do as they say if they tell you to leave.
If the forecast holds true, Ida would hit 16 years to the day since Hurricane Katrina landed as a Category 3 storm. T-Mobile says it's notified nearly all its millions of customers whose personal data was stolen. It's truly sorry for the breach. The name, Social Security numbers, and information was exposed. This is AP News. Queen Elizabeth will be at the UN Climate Change Conference in November.
Senior official Alok Sharma, who's president of the COP26 conference, says he's absolutely delighted the Queen will be at the event, which is due to be held in Glasgow from November the 1st to the 12th. Details of the monarch's schedule, though, have not yet been released. World leaders, climate campaigners and activists from around the world are due to attend the talks, which were postponed for a year because of the pandemic. The host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, hopes to secure emissions-cutting commitments to limit global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared with pre-industrial times. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The UN also says too little is known about melted fuel inside damaged reactors at the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan, a decade after the disaster, to be able to tell if decommissioning can be finished by 2051. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.